Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
When you go to him on the basis of something he said, you're on sure ground. Now, if you go to the Lord on the basis of something Preacher Dodo over here taught that wasn't scriptural, you're not going to get results. Always back up the preaching you hear with what the Word says. Don't just take everything that everybody says is gospel. You can't do that. People mean well and they want to preach the truth, but sometimes we know in part and we prophesy and preach in part. And so we want to take the Scripture and use it as the final authority on what's being said. And if something's not lining up with the Scripture, just, you know, don't make a commotion, but don't pay any attention to it either. Because see, faith comes by something God said, not somebody's opinion. There's a difference. So I meditated upon them Scriptures and came to the Father about it. I said, now on the basis of what you have had to say, your Word says that by His stripes I am healed. Not going to be, I am healed. That's what you said. So from your perspective, I'm healed. Now I've meditated on this to the point that I said, I see myself as healed. I see myself bending over and doing everything that I couldn't do before. They told me I should get an office job. You know, sit behind the desk. You'll never be able to lift more than 5 pounds. 5-10 pounds at the most. I said, well, that's not the way I'm cut out. I'm sorry. So I went on and did what I was doing, but boy, was it painful. I think, you know, in my case, I think I was driven to finding the truth. You know, pain will do that. It will make you or break you. And in my case, it made me. Because I had enough of the right ingredients around me, enough of the truth of God's Word around me to get in there and study and find out what He was saying to me and get it for myself. Hallelujah! Thank God for that. Where would we be today if He hadn't? And so, I said, on the basis of what your Word has to say, I'm just asking you to heal my spine tonight. And by the way, Jesus said that if I believe I receive when I pray, that I've got it. I'll have it. So, thank you. I appreciate my healing. Some things you just have to take. I took it. See, you don't get brassy unless you know what God has to say. Now, if you know, you say, well, he's arrogant. No, he ain't. He knows what the Bible says. You know what God said, you're going to fear no man. You'll fear no doctor. You'll fear nothing. Why? Because you're standing on the firm foundation of what God has had to say, not on something else. See, it's not just you memorizing what he said. We've got it in writing. If you don't remember what he said, go back and review it. Go look it up again. 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes you were healed, is just as powerful today as it was back in 93. I can go to that scripture today and get what I need today, just like I did back in February of 93. Because His Word never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And because He and the Word are one, the Word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Therefore, it can be relied upon today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I said, well, I believe I received my healing. Now, my feelings told me you didn't get it because I still hurt. But see, now we're talking about living by a higher law. We're living by a higher law. We're living by a higher truth of what God has to say more than what my feelings are telling me. And so I said, well, feelings, you don't count. I believed I received my healing tonight. Now I'm going to act like it. This is where you lose most people. They say, oh, I believe the Scripture, but they don't act like it. That's a nugget. If you get that, you'll get a whole lot further. You'll see more manifestations of God's power if you'll get that one thing than you will anything else. Because it's acting upon the Word that brings results. Faith in your heart and acting upon what you know is yours brings results. See, there are certain laws that govern the anointing, and one of them is that there is action required for the anointing to be released. The anointing can be resident in you, and it is resident in you right now as you sit here. because you're born again, Spirit-filled. The anointing is resident in you, but it's in dormant stage because you're not placing a demand on any of it. You see what I'm saying? That's why the Bible tells us, lay hands on the sick. Amen. Put some action with what you got. They shall be healed. See, action causes the anointing to be transferred. You see this in Jesus' ministry. If it meant spitting on the ground and rubbing dirt in a guy's eye, that's action, baby. That's where most people miss it, because they want to mentally ascend that the Word is true, and they never come to the place of acting like it's true. It's the acting upon the Word that causes the anointing to be released in one's life to bring manifestation. We're talking about walking in the supernatural here. We're talking about releasing the power of God in your life. There's times that I've said to myself, the life of God is in me right now. The same life, same resurrection power that raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead is in me right now. And it's right now, it's rising up inside of me in new high tide levels, quickening my soul, quickening my body, quickening me. What am I doing? I'm speaking, I'm acting on what I know is mine. And it's at those times that I have been able to think thoughts that I could never think otherwise. I walked into an engineering department one time and began to carry on a conversation with an engineer on his level. I'm not an engineer. Kind of spooked me at first, and then I realized just moments before I had been making that confession. See, you act like it's true and it becomes true. I said, well, I received my healing from my spine the other night. I'm so glad. What would somebody do that's healed? You act like it. If you're healed, you'd act like it. So I just lifted my hands and I said, oh, Father, I'm so thankful. Oh, I'm so thankful that I'm healed. I'm so thankful that my spine is straight and whole and all the discs are in alignment and even the cracked and broken vertebrae, they're all fixed and repaired. Oh, I'm so thankful that I'm healed. Oh, thank you, Father, that I'm healed. What am I doing? I'm acting on what I believe in my heart. Praise is an action. Praise is an action. Next day I got up, nothing changed. Now I cannot revert back to my feelings. See, we're talking about living life by a higher law. There is a time and a place where you cannot pay attention to your feelings, okay? In this case, that's where I was. I believed I received last night, so now I'm going to act like I'm healed. I went to work. I done what healthy people do. I put in a full 10-hour day. Come home from work that night and couldn't hardly walk. Laid across my easy chair and tried to get some relief. What did I do? Start moaning and groaning. My God, this faith stuff just don't work for me. Well, it wouldn't have if I'd have done that. But no, what did I do? I came back to His Word. I came back to the higher truth. And I began to meditate upon the same scriptures that I'd been meditating upon before and reinforcing what that image was in my heart, making that picture more clear. See, you can do this with being out of debt too. You take the scripture and paint a picture on your heart, make it real clear of being out of debt on the basis of what He has had to say. So what did I do? I reinforced my healing. I went back to the scripture. I meditated upon those same scriptures again. Went to bed that night hurting. I said, Father, I just want You to know that I'm so glad that when I asked You last night for my healing, I got it. According to what Jesus said in Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them when you pray. And then you'll have them. I said, on the basis of what He said, and I know He's not lying, I want you to know I'm so thankful I got my healing last night. And I just want to praise You and thank You. And I just praised Him, lifted my hands and rejoiced. What am I doing? I'm still acting. Third day I got up. Nothing changed. Just as hurting, just as painful. Body screaming. You're not healed. You're not healed. I said, I'm living by a higher law here. God's Word says I am healed. And I refuse to accept anything less than His best. Went to work that day, done what normal people do, worked my 10 hours, came home, couldn't hardly move. Laid across my chair, start whining and complaining. No, can't do that. Went back to the truth. Went back to the higher law. Went back to the Word that has the potential of changing the natural. and meditated upon it some more. Brought that picture, that image of my healing back into focus. Meditated upon those scriptures. It's all right to read scripture more than once. You understand, when you're studying scripture, it's not how much you can read. It's not the quantity that you read that's important. It's the quantity of what you the quality of what you read is what's important. So I went back to the scripture, meditated upon again. Third night, I went to bed. I said, Father, I just want to thank you that two nights ago, I found in your word where Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. Two nights ago, I got my healing, and I just want you to know I'm thankful for it. I'm so thankful that I'm healed. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by the higher truth of what your word says. I'm so thankful I'm healed, and now I'm acting. I just praised Him. Oh, Father, I just want to praise You and thank You. See, people in the sense realm world will say you're nuts.
Jesus makes a statement in John's Gospel, the 17th chapter and the 14th verse. He says, I have given them Thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus made it clear that His life lived on the earth was not in complete dependence upon what the earth had to offer Him solely. It was through His relationship with the Father God that He was able to perform and walk in the supernatural as He did. You and I's ability to know God as He really is enables us to trust our Father just as Jesus did. Without that genuine relationship based on trust, we will be hindered in taking Him at His word as a present reality. His word is to be relied upon to such a degree that we can even alter the laws of nature if necessary. Natural laws can only be altered by spiritual truths when God's word is final authority in our lives. Logic is not to be eliminated, but it is not to be the final authority in the affairs of life. In this 4-CD album, we're going to talk about things like the two kinds of truth. We're going to talk about the logic realm versus the spirit realm. We're going to talk about genuine, real Bible faith. We're also going to talk about things such as the manifestations of the Spirit and the consideration for right things and much, much more. You won't want to miss getting hold of your copy of this week's message in its entirety titled Altering Natural Laws. This is a 4-CD album that we're making available to our listeners for a love gift of $24 or more to this ministry. We want to thank you for your love and support this radio ministry as we endeavor to move forward and help others move forward in the plan and the purpose that God has for their lives individually as well as corporately. Stay tuned now. My announcer is going to come and give you more information on how you can secure this week's message titled Altering Natural Laws in its entirety.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.